Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about finding peace during uncertain times. If you are feeling uneasy about the future, you are certainly not alone. Rates of depression and anxiety grew more than 25% starting in 2020, according to one global study. It's a natural reaction to life when things feel uncertain, and there is a lot of it going on. It's not just one area, right? Right now, people could be dealing with grocery prices, gas prices. Some people are having retirement savings issues, and there are headlines in the news that are enough to make you take pause with climate change, pandemics, and war. And if you were listening to this a long time from when I recorded it, there will be more things or different things. It is life. We can't control it and make it all even. It just doesn't come that way. It comes up and down, and we can handle it because we can learn to find our peace. You probably have limited influence over most of these events that I was just mentioning, but you can always control and learn to control better the way that you respond to these things. So this is what I mean by being able to find peace during challenging times. Finding your way to respond in a manner that is good for you and your life. So there's obviously things that we can do to take care of ourselves, right? We can have some self-care that we talk about here often, different ways that we can take care of ourselves. So let's review some of those that we discuss here. Eating healthy. I'm going to do eventually a whole episode on eating healthy and what I see is beneficial to eating well when you are anxious. But for now, we're going to say, give your body the energy that it needs. So what we do with food is nourishment. And one of its nourishing qualities is the energy that it makes available for us. So choose delicious whole foods, rich in our essential nutrients and fibers. Aim for fruits and vegetables every day. And limit the things that you can take out are things like added sugar, added salt, and saturated fats. These are, of course, common things, and I'll get more into detail when I do a whole episode on it. But I want you to not just give it lip service. I want you to work on this. And I always like to add things in first. So add in those fruits and vegetables, and maybe you will crowd out some of the other less healthy items that you may have been consuming. Now let's move on to exercise. Again, these are things that we have talked about, and you may yourself even be paying lip service to, but we want to incorporate these into our life so that we can reach our own peace and calm. Research shows that working out can be as effective as antidepressants for some patients. So find a variety of activities that you enjoy and things that you will stick with. Now, going outside, you get extra bonus points for that if you're exercising outside, because even if it's cloudy, you are still getting light from the sun. The brighter it is, the better, but if it is better than being inside under house lights. So pay attention to your exercise and you get extra points for going outside. The next piece is our sleep. Now, people talk about getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep, but you know what? If your body needs 8 or 9 hours of sleep, then give it those 9 hours. This is very individual. And we always think we can get away with less. Now, lots of circumstances out there where we can't get the sleep that we need at this time. That's okay too. And what you want to do is make sure that you are then getting in your meditation, which can really be good for your brain when you are not getting enough sleep. So that's an extra reason to meditate, as if I didn't have enough for you already. And if disturbing thoughts keep you awake at night, please try the idea of writing in a journal before you hop in bed, only a couple of minutes. Write down things you're thinking about so you don't take them into your sleep time with you. That way you can at least think you did something for those nagging thoughts. You paid a little attention to them, and now you are going to let them go so that you can drift off to sleep and deal with it in the morning. Nothing you can do about it at night anyway. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's Prolon life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The other pieces with sleep are caffeine and alcohol. Now, I would ask you again to eliminate caffeine completely. You can have decaf of whatever drink it was that you were enjoying. Just get the decaf version. That will normally be enough less caffeine to be okay. There are very few people, but they're out there, that don't even do well with decaf. So I doubt that's happening for many of you, so try going to decaf first. I'm a coffee drinker too, so I get it. There are tea drinkers that are, I think they are even tougher nuts to crack than the coffee drinkers when it comes to letting go of caffeine. So, all right, guys, you've heard it again. Let go of the caffeine. But the less common one is letting go of alcohol. Many times we don't realize that the alcohol gives us a sense of relief. We get a little numbing effect. That's what it does. It's numbing your brain. And that feels good in the moment when you've had a tough day. But there is a rebound effect, and you don't sleep as well when you have alcohol in your system. So that is really causing you stress in the long run. So if you can let go of the alcohol too, I would highly suggest it. And one of the nice things that we can do for ourselves is to take a warm bath or a warm shower about an hour before we're ready to go to bed. And then when we are laying down, we are relaxed and our body is cooling down. The body wants to be cooling down when you're falling asleep. So see if your room is too warm. Maybe that is why you are waking up in the middle of the night. It might not always be your mind. Your mind might be thinking when you wake up, but it may not have been your thoughts that woke you up. So you might want to see if your room is cool enough, dark enough. And again, we've talked about these things on other episodes, but I want you to pay attention to getting enough sleep. Another thing you need to do is to accept reality. Denying the unpleasant facts about life can reinforce our anxiety because we're pushing things down into our subconscious. We want to focus on solutions rather than pushing things away or wishing that they were different. Wishing and pushing don't help. The pushing down is a problem because it's like trying to hold a beach ball under the water. It takes a lot of effort to keep all of those unwanted thoughts in the unconscious part of ourselves, and it pops up at the least expected time. It's going to come up. It's still there in you. So why not deal with it? When something pops up like that, that's really difficult, don't deny it and don't just wish that it were different. See if you can focus on making solutions rather than using that energy to just push it away or wish for something different. I know that positive thinking gets a bad rap sometimes, but looking at the bright side of life can really help us get through some difficult times, and it helps us to cultivate our gratitude. So search for uplifting news. I get one in my inbox that I try to read now and then called Nice News. There are lots of different news services out there now that focus on the positive, uplifting things in life. And that could actually be a nice thing to read each day, maybe instead of reading the regular news headlines, things you cannot control that are actually disturbing and uncomfortable. And if there are things you need to know about, I think you will still know about them. Somebody you know will clue you in, but reading over and over again about the horrors in life. Again, we don't do well with them when they just sit in our imagination. When we're sitting with them, like I said earlier, if you can focus on solutions and if there's something you can do, that's great. Then you are someone who needs to know about that and do something about it. But if you can do nothing and you have received some ugly news, maybe you can send a prayer. Maybe you can write in your journal about it so that you can get some of the emotion out of you and let it go. Because you do not need to be carrying it around with you when you cannot do anything about it. So in that way, I would think that looking for the positive and the bright side could be really helpful for you. I want you to focus on your breath. I know I mentioned it earlier, but training your breath can have great effects on your ability to be able to access the parasympathetic side of your nervous system and find your peace and calm again. This is a simple and free tool. You don't need anybody to do it for you. You don't need an app for it. You don't need to buy a book for it. You just need to do it. And it's slowing your breath down. It can really help you to manage your emotions. So practice your breath coming in at its normal rate, whatever that is for you, and lengthen your exhalation. You can learn about this more on all kinds of things on YouTube, I am sure. But I'm telling you, you don't need anybody to teach you. You just need to remember it. That's why I mention it here over and over again. Breathing made a huge difference in my anxiety. When I discovered that my breath was playing a part in how anxious I was feeling, I felt like I had just gone to the moon and come back again. It was unbelievable, but it was true. My breathing, my fast, shallow breathing was causing me to stay in the sympathetic side of my nervous system. And I was flooding my body with stress hormones on a regular daily basis. Learn to slow your exhalations down. Next, I want you to actually use your body and stretch your muscles. This whole body of yours is important and it needs to be tended to. So scan your body for tight spots. You could do that here right now while you're listening. Are there any little spots that you're holding tension? I have had clients who had tension to the point that they held their hands in fists. And this wasn't one client. This wasn't two clients, but many. The fists, the neck, the shoulders, the forehead. There's all kinds of places where we hold our tension, and you can practice by letting it go. Tense it up on purpose, and then let it go. We need to pay attention, especially those of us who are sitting at desks for long periods of time during the day. We really need to stand up and stretch some of these muscles. And now I want to talk about your environment for a second and have you pay attention to how your environment is affecting your mood. I think it's really important to keep your home and your office organized and neat enough. This doesn't mean perfection. Neat enough. This will help you to focus and feel content. It's easy enough to go through your desktop or the top of your desk, your physical desk, and, you know, organize it so that when you are sitting there, you aren't easily distracted by other work that needs to be done, other calls you need to make. We can just get so distracted and then we begin to feel overwhelmed. And this is dangerous to the body. The body thinks that this is dangerous. We're in danger when we're thinking these things, like, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. We know it's just mundane chores, but that thought triggers the amygdala, which is part of your body, that things are not right and this is dangerous. So that ancient part of our body is not seeing the difference between a tiger coming towards you and paperwork on your desk. We have to use our prefrontal cortex and our executive functioning to tell ourselves, this is what has to be done, but it's okay. It will get done in good time. Or better yet, put that work in different folders off your desk where you can't see it when you're working. This goes for email and all kinds of other things on your electronics too, which I'm not going to get into right now, but clear all that clutter away. Now, we want to be sure that we are also getting the support and care that we need. And that means connecting with family and friends. Make sure that you have not isolated yourself to the point of not talking to people. I have many, many times heard of people, the more anxious they become, the more isolated they become, and the more isolated you become, the more anxious and fearful you become. It becomes a vicious cycle. So be sure to have people that you connect with on a regular basis. It can really keep you floating during the difficult times. Have someone that you can also express your feelings to, whether that's a friend or a coach or a clergy, a therapist, but have someone you can really share those feelings and deep thoughts with. And if you can't do any of that with someone else, please do it by keeping a journal. That will help you. And if you don't want to keep a journal around because you're afraid of someone looking at it or reading it, write it and then rip it. Write it and then rip it. You can throw it away. You can burn it. You can rip it up, whatever. You can get rid of it, but get it out of you. Anxiety just brews when it's running around on that hamster wheel in our mind. Be sure to find something to laugh about. YouTube can be great for that, for smiling and laughing. So please find something that tickles you and watch it. I want you to also, and finally, remember to advocate for yourself. Healthy relationships depend on give and take, so I want you to have reasonable boundaries. And this is with your family, this is with your work, this is with yourself. Hold yourself accountable and have reasonable boundaries. Share practical support and emotional validation, meaning that you are going to share with others what you need and what you expect from them, and what you can give. And be reasonable with yourself about this, too. We tend to put things on our to-do list that, for goodness sakes, we know we're never going to get to. It's a lot of pressure. Be nicer to yourself. So develop the wisdom and the strength that you need to thrive during these uncertain times. And I'm telling you that life is uncertain. There will always be uncertain times. Work on your relationship with yourself and with others so that you can hold on to your peace of mind. That peace and calm oasis is inside of you. And the more that you can go there on a regular basis when things are just a normal day, the more easily you'll find it when life is uncertain and difficult. I hope this show has been helpful for you. I love being here with you, and I really appreciate hearing from you. So don't ever hesitate to send an email, anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. And that's from the Dalai Lama. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.
I'd like to invite you to our exclusive group coaching membership. It's an opportunity to join a community of like-minded individuals that are committed to achieving their personal goal of living with more peace and calm. Our membership program offers you the chance to connect with a group of individuals who are dedicated to clearing their chronic stress, anxiety, and panic while living with joy. You'll have the opportunity to participate in live group coaching sessions with me. By becoming a member, you also gain access to exclusive resources and materials designed to support your healing, well-being, and growth. These include skill sheets, access to all the Anxiety Coaches podcast episodes ad-free, and perhaps the most significant benefit of our membership program is the support and accountability that comes from being part of a group of like-minded individuals who are all striving towards similar goals. You'll be able to share your experiences and insights with coaches and group members, receive feedback and advice, and build relationships with people who share your desire to live with freedom from anxiety, worry, and negative thoughts. Start overcoming anxiety today and make it last a lifetime. Sign up for our group coaching membership today and take the first step toward unlocking your full potential for more peace and calm. Go to acpgroupcoaching.com. I'd love to see you in the group. acpgroupcoaching.com. The link is in the show notes.